sight of the microphone for the green light to the speed trap. Ray Guarino and Jody calls them as they seize them, and you better believe them. Here, relevant news, biased opinion, and outright nonsense regarding every aspect of automotive culture. Gasp! It's mechanical trickery never before broadcast over FCC-regulated airwaves. Thrilled to the explosive tension as Ray and Joe cuss each other down track, barrel roll across the finish line, laughing at certain disasters as they shake hands with the devil. All that and so much more at high noon this Sunday on the Motormouth Radio Hour. Call in and speak live with the Wizards of Speed and the Live Feed, Ray Guarino and Joe D. Bring the whole family. Kids under 12 get in free every Sunday at noon on WHBC. Take the Hempstead Turnpike to the Meadowbrook Parkway and look for the no parking on the expressway and no express service on the parkway sign. Go right on Highway 24 to Garden City. $2 all-day parking includes pit pass.
Be a fire today. Yes, there is. Things are burning all over the place.
Smoking.
Yes, because you have tuned in to the left side of the dial. You've got Motormouth Radio, Long Island's only automotive radio talk show, with your host, Ray Guarino, and the first officer of Motormouth Radio. BCMs have uncontrollable BMs. Trigger wheels uncontrollably twitch, and sensors spasm when he closes in on them. He's Kung Fu with the CPU, P-U, Joe D.
Kung Fu with the CPU.
Kung Fu with the CPU. That is you, my friend.
How do you spell that?
K-U-N-G-F-U and CPU.
Yes, but we try not to let anything have fire, because fire usually ends up being expensive, so we try to avoid that.
Oh, hell yeah.
Except, of course, when we're trying to get the car started.
Right, exactly.
And we had fun with that yesterday at the UD.
Did you?
Yeah, we dragged in a 75 Nova SS.
Beautiful.
With a shtick.
Oh, that is so
factory.
Cool.
Power windows, power locks, tilt wheels, and the air conditioning compressor kicked in.
I would drive it.
On. We were like, oh my God. We had to do, the gas in there was, had to be carbon dated.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Plus, we also ended up having to put some fresh gas in there, but that, you know, that Startron stuff really works. Because it went from like stinking out the entire garage to, well, then we just felt a little buzzed, but that's kind of normal for us anyway over there.
Yeah, I know. You know, that reminds me. I want to get back our good friend from Startron back on the show. I have to send him out an email and see if he's available. But just to
maybe they forgot about us and, you know.
No, I don't think so. Just to interject, if you want to
No, we want them to forget, because then otherwise they might be mentally scarred. You know,
true.
We have that effect on people.
If people want to get in on this and tell us about their revitalization of some old cars, I've done a few myself this week, or just talk about some fun and glee and merriment, give us a call, 516-572-7440. Check us out at motormouthradio.com. We're on Twitter, Motormouth Radio, and Instagram, real_motormouthradio.
That underscore thing.
I know.
Gets me every
That's because somebody else had Motormouth Radio, so we had to be the real Motormouth Radio.
Right.
But like us on those sites, even if you don't want to interact directly, like us, because that means we'll know you're out there, and then
that way we could stalk you.
It'll help our ratings and all that kind of stuff. You know, I did.
We need ratings.
We've been a little lax with our postings, mainly because we've both been very, very busy with work, like you are with this Nova. But
yeah.
I did take a minute this week to put a picture up. I had my Mazda in the back yard, and I said, hey, you know what? I've been meaning to change the plugs again.
Oh, yeah, that was a nice shot of the plugs on Instagram there, yeah.
And I said, thank you. I said, you know, when the EVAP code is fixed, I'm going to change the plugs. Now, that's been 2 years. So it's like the shoemaker's shoes kind of thing?
Oh, yes.
So, yeah, I
actually, that was a lien code, right?
It was a lien code,
it was
yes.
In the EVAP system, but it was
right.
A lien code.
Well, the manifestation was a lien code, but it was an EVAP system. So I basically, you know, one. You've seen them, Joe. It's a magnifier. It's a 10X loop that you can look at spark plugs with. It has a little ring light. And I just plastered it on top of the... I let the camera be the eye to look through that.
Right.
And then played with it. I took my Wilwood envelope for my recall for my master cylinder. That became the background.
Right.
Stand it in a parched drawer and take a picture.
How artistic.
And it worked out pretty good. Yeah. Yeah, it worked out pretty well. So you can check that out. Follow us
on
that
sucker wasn't too bad, actually. That thing still had some life in it, too.
And that was like 50,000 miles.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, plugs these days, especially with the ignition system that they use, they can go for a long time, even though you may not want to leave them in there that long.
Well, let me tell you something. The manufacturer recommends 100,000 on the plugs.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I changed the plugs. I put those plugs in at like 40,000.
Right.
So now the car's got 89 on it. So like another 50.
Right.
I'm still twice under the one plug change.
Right, right. Well, you know, they design stuff to last a long time because they want to keep the emissions down for as long as possible, you know, from the car company. It's like, you know, some of the fluid changes that they say, you can go 152 years, but no. Anybody who actually wants to keep the car and keep the car in tip-top shape may want to squeeze down on the maintenance intervals quite a bit, you know what I mean? I read that thing. Remember I sent you that thing from, I think it was Autolite Spark Plugs?
Yes.
You know, they had their own sooner... replacement intervals.
Uh-huh.
Now, of course, they want to sell spark plugs. But,
right.
You know what? Some of the stuff they were saying about the degradation of the tips, you know what I mean? It can happen, especially, you know, the other thing is that if your car has had some type of mishap of some kind of crap getting into the cylinder, you know, antifreeze from, say, a head gasket or a oil leak, you know, from the PCV system, you know, inhaling oil, of course, that's going to cut down on the life of the plug.
I was worried in my own case about driving around for 2 years with a 171 lean code.
Right.
I didn't know what the plugs were going to look like. I was kind of afraid, and I was very happy to see that they were none for the worse.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, well, the system went off, and it kind of told you, hey, look, I'm maintaining the air-fuel ratio, but I'm having a tough time doing it.
I'm at the max, yeah. You know, the plugs I put in there are Bosch plugs, and they're those four electrode.
Them Frankenstein looking thingies. Those are cool. We'll see how those work.
The car's running fine. It runs really nice. It's, you know,
some cars are more finicky about unique plug designs than others.
Yes,
but if that
works, I don't understand why.
There's been a number of theories about the way that the air fuel charge gets aimed at the plug tip. Also, the matter of the way that the spark jumps.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, for example, I know that back in the day, we were having all kinds of trouble with Bosch double platinums in, like, the GM 3800, which is a pretty, you know, the good old 3.8 liter that was in every friggin' Bonneville.
Right.
And, you know, Oldsmobile 88 and whatever. But what happened is because it had double platinum, it completely drove the ignition system crazy.
Yeah.
The spark, and I can't tell you how many times I had a guy on the phone, I did this, I did that. We just tuned the car up like a week ago, and now it's doing this. And I said, just for giggles, let's just put a set of OE design spark plugs in there.
Yeah.
You know, and done. You know? So.
I read a piece from from one of the plug manufacturers a while ago, and it really cleared things up for me because they were talking about recommended plugs. They gave good representation of the different type of plugs from copper right up to fine wire.
Right.
And they kind of recommended what ignition system should use which plug.
Right.
Because I even thought, like, you know, in my Pontiac, okay, it's an old school design, but I'm using a Petronix electronic ignition thing. It's not 120,000 K. I mean, we're not looking at like something like a DIS system in the car.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what the output is. I think I checked it once with the spark plug gappy tool, but
it's probably in like the 30,000 range. You know,
it was a little hotter.
Well, yeah, here's another thing that I've brought to people's attention. Pretty much the amount of spark that you need to fire a cylinder. You know, when we're not talking race car stuff here, we're talking about, you know, everyday driving. Pretty much like idle is somewhere between 8 and 12 kV or 8 to 12,000 volts, for those of you who don't like Ks. And then under a severe load, you might hit 25 kV.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Which is well within most modern ignition systems that's capable of putting out 30, 35, 40,000 yeah. volts, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The extra voltage, believe it or not, was originally, the concept was when they came to for longer spark plug life. In other words, if somebody neglected the plugs and the gaps got bigger.
Clean them, yeah.
That, you know, the, now your firing voltage requirement went higher. Now that ignition system was able to fire that plug for that much longer.
There's also a tip that I learned many years ago about if your car does tend to, you know, a carbureted car, we're talking about something older, and the plugs, you can sense, I mean, you and I can sense when the plugs are getting a little fouled or a little gunky. And if you could do that, a lot of guys would just get out there and do the Italian tune-up. They just floor it, womp it, and clear the plugs.
Our people have come up with a very good method for that. Yes, the Italian tune-up.
But the right way to do it, as I learned, was not to go under full acceleration fast, but to gradually accelerate under load up. And they had like a time distance thing, but it was kind of basically gradually accelerate through the gears, accelerating through each gear.
Varying loads.
Right, and then cruising.
Right.
And they said that's the best way to burn off the impurities on the plugs. If you do a real fast womp of the thing, it kind of burns the deposits onto the plug.
Glazing. I remember.
Like a donut.
Okay, good. Now you just ruined my donuts.
It didn't ruin nothing.
I'll be back. There's a Dunkin' Donuts down the block, right?
Okay. Get me some. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Also, with any car, whether it's carbureted or fuel injected, once you stomp it, mm-hmm. you go full rich.
Right.
All right. Now you're dumping all kinds of fuel in there, and pretty much that's not necessarily
what you want.
You want
to do.
Of
right.
The cleaning. If cleaning is what you have on your mind, because now the plug has to contend with all that extra fuel.
Right.
So, yeah, taking it down the highway is definitely, on the varying loads, is actually way more productive when it comes to something like that.
So I decided, and I used a double copper plug in my car, but now I saw AC makes a plug. I figured it has a name. There's a name to it. And, of course, AC just goes by number for the plug, not by...
Right.
And I
you have to know their numbering system.
I think it's a 45 that'll run my car. And I forget what, but they had a name for the, maybe it's a rapid fire.
The rapid fire, that's the AC's quote unquote designer plug there.
I think I may give them a shot next time around, maybe this year, who knows.
I mean, you know, when it comes to spark plugs, I mean, there are improvements over stock, but basically the ignition system, it's going to need what I've learned is, especially once I started training on an ignition scope, is the system needs what it's going to need. If it needs to jump the gap between the center electrode and the side electrode, let's say, you know, in a regular system, if you need 10,000 volts and you got 35,000 volts sitting there waiting, you ain't using them.
Right. It's going to use the 10.
It's like having a big wad of money in your pocket and all you want to do is buy a cup of coffee at a regular place, not, you know, fancy places. Then you need the wad, of course. You know.
Yeah.
But even under full loads, that other stuff is mostly there for a reserve.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, people who buy these giant coils that, like, you know, the headlights dim when you stay, it's not really doing anything, guys.
Right, right.
You know, a healthy ignition system. Now, we're not talking, by the way, this is not race car stuff we're talking about.
Right, right.
Now that goes, you know, cylinder pressures go ridiculously high, mixtures change, so all that stuff goes not exactly out the window, but it's not the stuff that you're driving every day, even in like a performance daily driven car. The voltages and the requirements that I'm talking about pretty much hold true for everything.
Right, right.
You know, so
yeah, with the race cars, the algorithm shifts.
Yeah, because now they're just they're burning rocket fuel.
Yeah. Well, then you could maybe most likely alcohol.
Right, right.
Know, something like that.
They're
ethanol.
Also screaming to incredible RPM, so that means you got to have a lot of reserve. And that's where the reserve comes in, because you got to make sure that the next time the coil fires, you got to have enough left behind it for the next coil firing.
You can't have ignition breakdown.
Which is another reason why you have things like coil on plug and DIS, because each cylinder repair cylinder now has its own voltage supply, as opposed to one coil working everybody, you know?
Yeah.
But spark, and just by the way, do not test spark plug, the ignition systems with your tongue.
No, but I have the tester out in my car, the one that you recommended to me.
The Gap Zap thingy.
Right.
I love that thing. It was like $10 in like AutoZone.
I got it at AutoZone, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's take care of a little business before we go on our first break. I want to mention that, you know, our good friend Howie sent me a text yesterday.
Howie?
While I was in the middle of...
The big man?
Yeah, with the big man. While I was in the middle
of... I talked to him yesterday, too. Yeah, go ahead.
I was in the middle of working on other stuff, but he sent me a text that the Food and Fun Deli car show will be holding place on June 23rd from 2 to 8 p.m. It's in West Babylonia, and there'll be music, food, trophies, and Howie will be hula dancing on the tables outside. You can put dollars in his grass skirt if you like.
Yeah, that's how he cleans his hood.
Yeah, I like know. The car wash idea,
right?
Scrubbing bubbles.
You don't want to see what he does with that antenna as far as pole dancing.
Oh, no. And today, right now, going on at St. Anthony's High School in Huntington on Pigeon Hill Road is the Centurion Cruises car show.
Ah.
If you're in that area, stop by and check it out. That's a great show. That's it's getting bigger every year. I know our buddy Bill is out there, and he may check in after the show.
Oh, cool.
With that, let's take a first break, Joe, and we'll come back. We'll talk a little bit more. What are we going to do here? Let me think. I think you just took out the amp. You're going to fire up that bass, I see. You got some... You're going to give us a little intro on this one?
I'm only going to take it to 9 right now because it's a little early yet.
So. All right, well, let's see if you can hit. I think it's probably like a G that you're going to hit. So let's see if you can do that, and we'll be back with more Motormouth Radio in a minute.
I'm driving in my car. Turn on the radio.
Hi, I'm Rob Leonard, host of Beatles Songs for the past 24 years right here on WHPC. Beatles Songs airs every Friday from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m., playing the music of the Beatles together, apart, along with Beatle cover songs and songs the Beatles covered, along with songs a Beatle either guested on and or produced. And, of course, we provide Beatle news. It's not the same show where they play the same 10 songs. So join me every Friday for Beatles Songs. 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. on 90.3 WHPC, the voice of Nassau Community College, streaming at ncc.edu/WHPC.
This is Dennis Pitzenberger from Sticker Shock, and if you're not listening to Motormouth Radio, boy, you are lost in the smoke of the burnout. Make sure to tune in each and every week because these guys are exactly what you want to hear. Real car guys, real talk, every single weekend.
We'll be back with answers to your car questions. Give us a call at 516-572-7440. Oh, I should have
said. Joe, your fingers are flying.
Yeah, man. The callus is actually kind of lit up there.
Very good.
They're not supposed to be red, though, right?
No.
Oh, I'm going to go get a rag. It's time to...
You know, we got some electrical tape here. I gotta stop this... bleeding
of course
all over
we
the
do.
Keyboards, you know what I mean?
Who doesn't carry electrical tape?
It's a certified medical device as well, you know?
Yeah.
It makes it a little hard to type on, you know, to use like your touchscreen iPhone and stuff, but
right.
I don't know, I would probably have bled out, I can't tell you how many times.
You wouldn't be able to type into your dyschronificator, which is a word that you wouldn't know what it means, and you won't find it on the Motormouth Radio website's decoder.
Ah, the decoder.
Although it may make it on there one of these days, but a dyschronificator is kind of a device that you use to disseminate information. It's kind of like the computer on Star Trek where you put those colored blocks of wood into a device and it shows you something.
I used to love those colored blocks of wood, you know what I mean? I always tried to figure out, okay, he's putting yellow in because...
yellow, green, blue, yeah. I know. And they never have... Look, they don't have scrape marks on them either, so they either had a soft insert like a disc drive or...
Right. Or they just painted them after every show.
They repainted them, right. That's probably what happened. There was a guy out there with a paintbrush every day. He had like...
Yeah, you know, because they didn't have spray in the 23rd century because right. It's environmentally unworthy there, you know?
Yes.
If you want to get this chronified, we should actually stick that onto the... we should stick that in there.
We could. Yeah, we should
notify the web guy.
If people want to find it, right, go to motormouthradio.com and there is a tab up on top. You may want to pull that up. We can give them direct information. There is the MMR decoder
on. It's
going
to be a little slow. This tape really hurts here.
Let's while you're doing that, let me go to the phones and say hi. You're on with the Motormouths.
Ray, hey, it's Glenn.
Hey, Glenn, how are you?
Been a while. I haven't talked to you in some years. We'll see you here and there, but haven't called in a while.
You know, Glenn, you're those guys. You know, I know why you called. This is our good friend, Glenn. It's been a while. I was just telling Joe this morning before the show a story about how I met a guy at the shop who had 269 Camaros he wanted restored. And then I go on a Snap-on truck, and the dealer tells me about his 68 Yanko clone Camaro. And now here you are.
Was that Jerry York or no?
No. You know,
his son had come across one of those. I ran into him at Calvin's one day.
You know, I've been dealing with this guy through the other guy at the shop. So this is only the second time I've met him, and I've given him a lot of money so far, but I don't know his name.
Well, I put
who was that masked
man? My car I bought was a little six-cylinder car, and I guess all this time and effort, and you're talking about, plugs and tune-up stuff. I said, well, I kind of been there, done that, and put an MSD, which makes a great spark.
Right.
You know, nowadays, you know, some of this stuff you can buy, or even like an OEM ignition, is just top dollar. It's great. You know, it does a great, good job.
Right, right. Exactly.
But plenty of times getting shocked by that thing. Is the ignition on? Yes, it's on.
So have you been driving the car still, Glenn?
No, my car is kind of, not to say it's sandbagged. It runs, it moves, but I've been busy with other projects and life is busy.
I know. That's what happens. I know. I know. Last time I left off with you a few years ago, you were thinking about redoing the Mustang.
The Mustang, unfortunately, that car didn't survive the hurricane.
Right. I didn't think so. Yeah.
Yeah, I still always a Chevy guy, but really like my Ford.
Yeah.
Or had a couple of those too. I had the last one was the 5-speed LX car, which was a great driver around town.
Right.
So I would always say get a Fox body, love them. You know, they
sure.
Were good cheap cars too.
Yeah, they get a little harder to find in good shape though these days.
Yeah, still are. But it's funny you mentioned like the ignition thing. As that brought back some memories, or like you get out there and tune it or try to figure out what's with the plugs. Are they looking golden brown? You know, things like that. Nowadays,
right?
I'm lucky I checked the oil on my car.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I know. That happens. Well, especially when you have kids, that takes up a lot of your time. You know.
Things are busy, but I think, you know, looking back at like all the years, whatever, and I've never really bought any other cars since, say, the Mustang and I never got rid of my Camaro.
Right.
Anyway, I think, man, it'd be nice to like, get back into another car. You're talking about reviving a car or even flipping a car.
Right, right.
Like, it comes down to time, effort, and...
Sure, and space.
Well, if I were to buy it, I think I'd keep it.
Well, you and us both, yeah.
Yeah, that's what happens. It's like you get, I can make some money off of this thing. I just got to do this, that, and the other thing. And then when you got it together, and now
you don't want to get rid of it.
It looks
like
those puppy headlights, and next thing you know, you've got a parking spot.
All this stuff driving around with work, I saw a spot of a 440 wagon, a Dodge Coronet wagon.
Oh, wow.
Neat car you don't see much of. I don't know if it was just badged like that.
What year? Was it a 60s car or a 70s car?
Yeah, like a 60s. I want to say like maybe later 60s, 67.
Okay.
Red, neat, with like the dog dish hubcaps. And I was like, wow, what a perfect car.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
I would dig a wagon again.
Oh, yeah, me too, yeah.
You know, we'll see what happens in life.
Right.
But,
well, you could justify that, Glenn, because now, you know, like with the family and the kid, hey, you know, we got to throw the stuff in the back of the wagon. Let's go to the lake.
You all need some type of utility.
I have the Suburban.
Yeah, I know. I know. Yeah, but a 60s American wagon is just so cool. I was just telling Joe before the show at the shop, we took the 66 Biscayne out for a drive to kind of make sure it's okay, and we're going to put it up on eBay. And I told Mike, who's driving the car, I said, man, you took me right back to 1978 when I used to drive one of these every day. And it's just so cool being in that old car again. You know, manual steering, manual brakes, you know, open the windows, get some air, and it's just kind of cool.
Yeah, crank them down. That's the way it was. I was a little later, I guess, when...
Yeah, yeah.
Well, my uncle had the Vista Cruiser, which was neat. My dad handed down to me a Pontiac wagon, but it was more along the lines of... I guess the Malibu was in an A-body.
Malibu's newer, A-bodies, like
late 70s, early 80s. And that was a cool wagon, too. It was a small block.
Which one did you hit the deer with?
Oh, that was a Mercury Marquis. That probably saved my life.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that big tank is sure.
That was a full size, like the Country Squire style. And
right.
That was...
It's a lot of metal.
All of a sudden, just going ambling down the highway. I'm like, what's that in the road? Well, no time to react, and just caught him by the hind leg, and that was the end of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, deer strike.
Right, right.
But the big car saved my life, I bet. I mean, the A pillar was all crushed, and.
Yikes.
It takes a lot of force to crunch one of them things.
I think it was at least a 5,000-pound car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
I bet you that deer didn't like it too much either.
No, he didn't make it. We won the battle.
Yeah, right, right.
Instant venison.
Right, right.
That's.
Yeah, so I was out just moving stuff around. I just started up my car, and it says, I think it's 12 o'clock, and I turned on the radio.
And there we are.
Yeah, so I'm in the garage. I'm trying to clean out my garage because I use it to do other things, and I put my car outside.
Right.
Yeah. I don't like to, whatever. It's,
right.
It's a driver. It's a real car. It's not a trailer clean.
That's the thing I always admired about Glenn. You know, for a while, I used to see you going to and from work when you were in Wantagh, and you'd see this red Camaro driving down Sunrise Highway with the stripes. Like, yeah, there's Glenn. That's cool. Just having it out on the road.
All the time. That was, that was the best part of that commute.
Yeah.
Remember when you could tell people by their cars?
Oh, yes.
You know what I mean? It's not like, oh, there goes a blue Camry. Or, you know.
Oh, yeah, now they're all, what do you got? You call them jelly beans, right?
Yeah, right.
Like, they color were,
right, you know.
Red, yeah.
Because there was like a million Camaros, a million Chevelles, you know, Mustangs, whatever.
But they had character.
Yeah, they all had character.
Who had Kregers?
Different wheels, slightly different colors.
Customize it your way.
Different sounds by exhaust systems, whatever.
Side pipes,
so you knew somebody from like a block away, just either by looking or listening, you know.
Yeah.
Now,
I mean, now these newer cars, some of these cars have tremendous amount of horsepower.
Oh, they do, but they're still freaking anonymous.
Yeah.
And the mods you can put on them, I mean, are just staggering.
It is.
It's costly, too, I bet, with some of them.
Sure.
Technology is kick-ass.
I look at some of the tuner cars and some of these other, I mean, there's some unique stuff out there that people are driving around in. I guess not so much the older muscle cars. I would love to retrofit an older motor, I mean, a newer motor in the car, a less platform. But
I mean, I'll tell you, Mike has the Camaro 50th anniversary Camaro. I drove in that car. It's got the multiple exhaust note thing and the multiple power. That car boogies, man. When you put it into sport mode, it really goes.
Oh, yeah. You talk about the new.
Ooh.
Well, those.
They're no joke.
What's the price tag to get into one?
Well, yeah. I mean, someone had done that. They equated today's dollars to like the 60s and 70s dollars. And it was kind of like the same kind of percentage of money spent. Like back then, to spend $8,000 on a car was a lot of money. And today, that's like 40, you know?
Right, yeah.
I mean, we still think, the problem is our brains still think in the $8,000 range.
Right, sure.
And they say, what?
$8,000. I remember trying to buy that Trans Am back in 1974. $4,000? What, are you out of your mind?
I would have had that car now. That's what we want for a bargain. Now you get $3,000 for that car.
Yeah, now you're going to pay more than that just for rust panel repair, you know?
Seriously. Yeah, so
here,
things are different. Yeah, you know, it's all has to do with the inflation and all that other stuff. Right. I mean, then again, people used to make $200 a week, and they were doing okay.
Or less.
You know?
Glenn, we got to get you in here 1 week. Get you down, get the Camaro down here, get you in the studio, and talk with us in person.
I got to get it registered and inspected. It's insured. I just let things lapse, and I said, it's a driver.
Right.
Always having fun, but I figured I'd give you a call. I haven't spoken to you in a bit.
Well, we'll just get you
always
down here. That's okay.
Yeah, come on down.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'll be in touch. I got you, like I said, on the email or whatever.
Yep.
I finally got a smartphone.
Right.
And up to speed with that. And
yep.
To keep busy with things. And
if you stop by the house, my wife will grab you because she's just telling me again today. She goes, I'm really thinking I want to convert to Fios. I'm like, well, I only know one guy that I would trust for doing that.
Right, there you go.
Hey, if you ring me up, I'll come on over. Like that time you probably thought you put me up to prank Chris out that time. I had the Motormouth shirt on working on the side of the house.
Right.
He shows up.
Yeah, exactly. Oh,
so
cool.
Joke here. You got the guy working on your house on the ladder. And he's got
Motormouth Radio shirt. Yeah,
you never know where you're gonna find this.
And we're gonna have more of that on the website. We're gonna do a Motormouth Radio T-shirt contest. It's up there. You can pick between Joe's design and mine, and pick the one you like best. And we'll have the results.
Then we're gonna
up
have
there.
Them printed up and
whatever.
Then we just gotta get one of those cool T-shirt cans to shoot them out of.
We can build that.
All right. Well,
yes.
I'll check it out. Like I said, trying to keep more up to speed. Everything's time.
Okay.
Time to listen to you guys. Time to find time to mow the lawn, work around the house, and then get back to work.
And, you know,
8.5 hours in the day.
Our shows are up on the website as well, available as podcasts on motormouthradio.com. So you can always download it, listen to it on your phone if you want.
Yeah.
That's an option too. I had done that a while, and then my other little iPod got all screwed up. Now I finally got a decent phone. Finally,
cool.
I finally broke down and
Went nice. Mainstream.
Very good. All right, Glenn, it was a pleasure talking to you, buddy.
All right, guys.
Hey, man, great talking to you.
All right, we'll talk to you
soon. Stay in touch.
Yep.
All right.
Bye.
So long. All right, Joe, that's what leads us to our next break. I want to talk about also the party mix you can catch here on WHPC Saturdays at 4 p.m.
Oh, now I want party mix.
You can get, well, it's not, no, I'm not talking about like the chip stuff in the bowl. This is a radio show.
When I go to get the donuts, I'll have to get a bag of that now.
I know.
You're killing me here.
You can get the night started with host Stephanie Lombardo. She's a great gal. We've dealt with her in the past. And a mix of feel-good tunes, including hip-hop, techno, dance classics, and current hits, which kind of brings us to, you're going to do another current hit for us, but I saw you put the electric bass down. Now you have a stand-up bass, which is taller than you.
Everything's taller than me. You know that.
Okay, stop plucking the stand-up, and on Motor Mouth Radio, we'll be back with more as soon as we're done with this break. We'll catch you in a minute.
My gal is red hot. Your gal ain't doodly squat. Yeah!
Wow, that's like crazy loud music. What are you listening to?
The best music on the radio. Come on, this is the Iron Age.
The what age?
The Iron Age, the show that brings you various types of heavy metal music from all over the spectrum.
Really? I've never heard of it. How do you know so much about it?
I'm the host.
Wait, if you're the host, how are you driving this car and on the radio at the same time?
Come on, don't ask so many questions. The Iron Age with me, Justin Sullivan, delivers the best variety of heavy metal music that you could ever ask for. Only on the Iron Age will you find music as ridiculously heavy as Meshuggah and Oceanic, along with chill and relaxing tunes like Tool and Deftones.
Well, that sounds cool and all, but I think I'm just going to listen to something else.
Ooh, I think that's going to be a problem. I think you're going to have to find another ride then.
What?
See, this is hi-fi, okay? High fidelity. You know what that means? That means this is the highest quality fidelity. Hi-fi. Those are two very important things to have in the stereo system.
Join me, Kim Tracy, on High Fidelity for a mix of music with a focus on newer music and lesser-known artists every Thursday at 2 p.m. on the Voice of Nassau Community College 90.3 WHPC and streaming with the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps.
Coming up at 12 o'clock today, Sunday, Motor Mouth Radio, Ray Guarino, Joe D, talking about cars. And like I said, you don't have to know anything about cars to enjoy the show. People watch cooking shows, don't know how to cook. People watch those home repair shows, they don't know how to fix anything. So Motor Mouth Radio is the same thing. Think about it that way.
We are taking Rob's advice. We're cooking, we're shucking, we're jiving. Joe's playing stand-up bass. I got the tambourine over here, even though there's none in the song. So you go figure that one out yourself. And we're back with more Motor Mouth Radio. 516-572-7440 if you want to get in on this and have some fun. And because I know we are. That was great talking to Glenn. That's a good old friend we have.
It's always good when the listeners out there give us a call and let us know what they're doing. Let us know how we're doing. Make fun of us. Whatever. Just calling, yeah, we get lonely in here. You know, we love to talk about cars and stuff, but we also like to talk about your car stuff. And if you got anything broken, you know, you want to ask a question, by all means, run it past us. You know, and you know, if we don't know the actual answer, you'll be very entertained by what we make up.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, you know, I got the diagnostic dice and the Magic 8 Ball Automotive Edition.
Oh.
Yeah, so we're ready for you,
right,
by all means. You know, and if people ask you, you know, like, why does my car not start? And it says, you know, tire pressure. Well, we'll figure out a way to explain that, too.
I think the diagnostic dice is in the Motor Mouth Radio discratificator, if you
yes,
will.
Yes, it is, yeah.
It is up there, right.
And if you want to see it, you go to the website, www.motormouthradio.com, all right? And across the bar there, you got home, listen, about us, and then blogs. If you kind of put your cursor on blogs, you got videos, photos, project cards, books, links, Legends Lost, and the MMR Dakota.
And you can also sign up for the Motor Mouth Radio email letter.
Yeah.
Which will get sent out, give you kind of like a little conglomeration of what happened during the week so you can catch up. Kind of like one of those, you know, some people don't like to get it all in, don't have time to listen, so they like it in little bites, and there it is. You'll get it like there from.
Yeah. I mean, by all means, the more the merrier, and if there's something that you see, maybe see on the website or you want, or you think that should be added to the decoder, by all means, let us know.
And I just found out
that we all speak the same language,
well,
kind of.
Yeah, I just found out that the Romulan Slayer, Mark, is listening right now on the internet from Chandler. Chandler, Arizona. So he's out there having fun.
Arizona.
And he can hear us in the heat of Arizona, which is great.
You got to love the interweb.
Absolutely.
Because now people from all over the planet can hear us. You know, and
other planets, too.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm on my own planet.
Aren't we on now listed on the Interplanetary Registry for Automotive Talk Shows?
Yeah. There's like two of us. There's that car company that makes the Jetsons car too, they're on there too, but that's about it. There's only the two of us.
Yeah, don't we bang off like the Stratus 5 satellite and hit the outer?
No. We had Telstar restored.
Yes, there you go. Excellent.
And now we're flashing based on.
So let's go back to the phones and find out that there is nobody there. Oh, well.
Yeah, we'll try. I guess, yeah, try again because, like, you know, it takes a couple seconds for us to find that button there.
Sometimes it does.
Yeah. But what happens is that it's actually not a button, Ray. You know, let's be honest with people.
It's a slidey thing.
It's a slidey thing with a big wooden handle that's, it's not wooden.
As seen in my closet.
It's a wood grain Hurst handle. There you go, Telstar.
Just show Joe a picture. I bought the album Telstar, The Lonely Bull. It's The Ventures, and it was from 1965, I think, and I actually played that just a couple weeks ago on the turntable.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorites.
Yeah, that's some good guitar music there, let's face it.
Right.
The Ventures rocked, yeah. You know, they were like the precursors to a lot of the guitar heroes that we have now.
Oh, absolutely.
You won't see that in Guitar Hero, at least not when I was.
That'd be tough, yeah. I mean, those guys, that was basically in the 60s, maybe pretty much mid to late 60s, maybe touching very early 70s. The Ventures were the stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Let's go back to this stuff and say, hi.
Hit the handle.
You're on with the Motormouths.
Hey guys, my name is Doug Hart. I'm calling in from Seaford.
I listen
to you guys all the time. I rarely call. I think my last call is probably about a year ago.
Uh-huh.
But my wife actually suggested on an interesting concern we have. We just finished buying a Dodge Ram 1500 Bighorn.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely love the thing.
Mm-hmm.
What's odd is the shifter knob is right next to the volume knob on the truck. And I was concerned when I bought it. I said, you know, what if me being kind of retro, I reach, instead of using the steering wheel volume, I reach down and I go for the volume knob on the radio and I hit the shifter knob instead. And the guy said, oh, no, you gotta use the brakes for it to move. Well, I was backing out of the driveway the other day, did exactly that, hit the shifter knob instead of the volume knob, and the thing slammed into park. So I got a little concerned about that, and I got on YouTube, and I saw some videos saying that if you're going, say, highway speeds or 45 miles or something like that, 45 miles an hour or something like that, that if you make that mistake, it'll just go into neutral, and there's a little readout on the screen that tells you...
wake up!
Wake up, that's the first thing telling you, wake up. But from what I'm understanding on YouTube is you won't destroy the transmission. Can you guys confirm that?
Well, okay, what year truck are we talking about here?
It's a 2017.
Okay, so it's brand new, for all intents and purposes, brand new.
Yeah.
All right, they, for many years now, starting maybe at least 8 or 10, a lot of car companies no longer have a direct cable or rod-type linkage to the transmission.
Okay.
Like back in the day where you just grab a handful of it and give it a good yank or a push or whatever, and you'd move the gears, you know?
Yeah.
Now it's electronic. So when you hit that button or you touch that lever, what you're doing is you're sending a request via the shifter, and Chryslers actually have intelligent shifters. I've had to scan them, and boy, they're snotty little buggers. And what that does is it tells the transmission system, which might either be part of the powertrain control module or it might even be the transmission control module, okay, this guy wants park. Now, the system will look and say, this moron's going 50. What are you kidding me?
Yeah.
No. So, you'll get something, but and it'll probably... probably spill your coffee a little bit, but you're not going to slam the thing at the park.
Good.
At that speed. And, when something like that, that's why they make, like, brightly colored tape.
I was thinking warranties.
And warranties, too, but,
you want it to happen while it's under one.
Yes, but, when it comes to that, when it comes to wacky controls, and there are a lot of them, I am not above... like putting a piece of tape or something, if it's a vehicle that I drive a lot.
It's the Apollo 13 principle.
Right,
there
yeah.
You go.
Do not throw the switch.
Do not throw the switch.
Yeah, no, I've done that in my own car, sure.
Yeah, I've had, I called the dealership about it first before my wife gave me the idea to call you guys. And he says, just use the volume control on the steering wheel, which I generally do. I said, here's the thing. I said, I've had nothing but old cars and standard chips. So
I was just about to say, if you're an older guy, you go reaching down, right?
I
still do.
I can make myself use the wheel. But you know, if I get in a stressful traffic situation, I just revert back to my primitive self.
The lizard brain kicks in. Yes, brain. I hear you.
Mm-hmm. You know, Doug and Joe, it's interesting because in my own car, my Mazda, I have steering wheel controls for the radio and, of course, control at the radio itself. And sometimes I use both. There's sometimes where it's just I will use the steering wheel controls, and other times I reach over, and I don't know why.
I know. I know. You're just not thinking.
Yeah. No, well, yeah. I mean, it works, so I guess I'm, you know, instead of using one system too much and wearing it prematurely, I'm sharing the load, I guess. I don't know.
Cars are, you know, sometimes I my grumpy old man comes out and like they really make stuff just a little bit too complicated in the interest of making
BMW.
Things. I drive. It's like I don't drive.
I actually have a 2000 BMW Z3.
Convertible.
Yeah, I love it. Absolutely
like that
love the
car.
Which of course is a standard shift with a regular old volume knob.
Yeah, but that's still before they got completely crazy with this stuff, you know. But they make things a little bit. They're shooting for convenience and stuff, and maybe some millennial someplace that's used to like swiping and twisting.
Joe,
give me something when I grab it makes a noise and
even
you know,
now,
maybe burns me on the hot metal or something.
Even now at the shop, occasionally we'll transport cars and I see, hey, I'll help you out, and they're new cars because they go there's their insurance things from the body shop, and I'm like, okay, you know, Michael, hand me the key. I'm like, all right, is this a transponder or not? Like I had to figure out, like, okay, how do I start this thing?
Right.
And I'm learning that all those cars now, even with the transponder, before you push the button, you got to put
step
your foot
on
the
brake.
I'm like,
you got to spit out the window three times.
Oh, I've done that. But the window
dead
was closed.
Rubber chicken, the DRC one, you need the DRC one diagnostic tool to swing over your head.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, they've made something that sometimes they've simplified things to the point that now they've just made it too complicated.
They've figured out how to make us feel old.
Yes.
Hey, listen, my wife just whispering in my ear while you guys were talking. She had a very good point. She goes, what about if the passenger wants to change the volume? They're not going to use the steering wheel.
That's true.
They're not allowed.
That's true.
No. You stay there. You look out the window. You count the cars. You look at the out-of-state license plate. You don't touch nothing on that side of the car.
Woofah.
Yeah. I mean, they don't want you. That's some type of interference. I'm sure that there's some type of politically incorrect reason that you should not be leaning over there. On
a good device would be a button that puts up the force field in between the driver and passengers. Like,
I like my force field? My elbow.
There you go.
Yeah. Get over there. Well, you know what? I just thought of it. On a Dodge Ram, that Dodge Ram truck, right?
Yes.
That thing's friggin' huge. So that means now, unless that she's got arms that, you know, like she has a daily diet of bananas and tree branches, she'd probably have to, like, unbuckle the seatbelt and move over, which is unsafe.
Right.
And then three other electronic devices are going to come looking for you. There you go.
That's
why they do it.
Nice.
Yeah, that's right, because it's such a big truck.
That's right. Those things are friggin' monsters. I know. I mean, I've driven my share of Ram trucks, and you need a passport to get you gotta pack lunch to get to the other side of the car.
Forget climbing in it. You need, like, you know, a ladder and a rappelling rope.
Oh, yeah, I love it when they get the lift kits, and they say, here, test drive this thing. No, you're not. Go give me the forklift, get my butt in the car.
A
short guy's not. I like low cost.
Like it. As soon as we brought the truck home, my wife named it the Bat Truck, and the B stands for big, the T stands for truck, and you can guess what the A stands for.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Very good. I like that. Your wife has a good sense about it. That's excellent.
Well, at least she has a grip on what's happening, that's for sure.
Definitely.
Yeah. Well, you just get out. The brightly colored tape and just keep your hands on the wheel.
There we went. Exactly.
Well, thanks for the call, Doug. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. It's always good talking to you guys.
Don't
thanks
be a stranger.
Yeah. I won't. I'll be calling back, definitely.
By all means.
All right, thanks.
All right, take care, guys.
All right. So
bye-bye.
Long. All right, that was great to hear from Doug. We should hear from more often.
For sure. And now we understand why they only put stuff on the driver's side of the car, because you should just sit there and wait and just go where you got to go.
Right.
No, just no. And of course, you know, nag or
you know, we're
give
gonna
directions.
Go. We're going to go to our last break. We're going to take that now. We'll be back with more Motor Mouth Radio, more Ray and Joe. Keep it where you got it.
Yeah, call or hang loose a couple minutes. We'll be back, okay?
Let's tear the roof off the sucker.
Okay. tether off, we're gonna tether off the mother sucker, tether off the sucker. A tether off, we're gonna tether off the mother sucker, tether off the sucker. A tether off, we're gonna tether off the mother sucker.
This show is brought to you by Mulcahy's Pub and Concert Hall, located at 3232 Railroad Avenue in Wantagh, who present Disco Unlimited on Friday, June 15th at 8 p.m. More information about Mulcahy's Pub and Concert Hall can be found online at moles.com. That's MULS.com.
All right, we made this
not
a quick
the
break.
Funk.
Yeah, we're weeding out the funk and the junk and all that stuff because we got a caller on the line,
the
and we're going to go back
yep.
and say hi. You're on with the Motor Mouths.
Good afternoon, Motor Mouths. This is Tom from Massapequa.
Hey, Tom, what's happening?
What's up, Tom?
I'm having a great day. You know, I'm listening to you. It's Sunday. I'm having my coffee.
Then we get this
guy, Doug, calling in from Seaford with his issues.
Yeah.
Thank God those are his only issues in life.
Yeah, true. Right? Things is tough. Brand new truck, can't find the radio knob, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was wondering. I'm not personally a big fan of Dodge, and he has Dodges and he has BMWs.
Right.
Isn't that a broad spectrum of car?
Not anymore.
You know, Tom, if you want to go through our collective car collections, you may say the same thing.
Yeah.
So, hey, you know.
Yeah, but you like brand loyalty, you know what I mean? Where, like, you're a Chevy family or a Ford family or a Toyota family. That's kind of gone. I hate to say it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But unfortunately, these days, you buy what either you get the best deal on or sometimes... A particular car company makes a superior type of one type of vehicle, i.e. truck, i.e. you know, sports car. You know what I mean? So
Yeah. But it kind of, here's the thing. I have a negative feeling about Dodge. Can you guys share your, in general? I know you get a lot for your money maybe in the beginning, but do they last?
It depends. I mean, I'm not trying to weasel out of that because, first of all, you know, it depends. I know guys that, you know, that bring work type trucks into the shop. You know what I mean? You know, roofers, plumbers, whatever. And they beat these things like, and they're still running. They're still running. I mean, they're not neglected. You know what kills a lot of vehicles is neglect. All right. And, you know, in all honesty, I think what you might be dealing with here is, the neglect issues. Some car companies handle neglect better than others.
Oh, okay. That's a reasonable. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Like I haven't changed my oil in 80,000 miles. Well, you know what? That new motor block. Yeah. Now we understand. Yeah.
Yeah. The other thing I wanted to ask you guys, and I got another comment about Doug, but I'll come back to that. And a good comment actually. But have you heard about this Hyundai Velostar or
Velostar?
Yeah.
I've been watching that for a couple of years. I like the look of that car.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, guess what I read yesterday, and you guys probably know more because you're so astute in this field. I read yesterday that they're coming out with a turbocharged 275 horsepower version.
Wow.
That kind of excites me. You may not hear it in my voice, but does that do anything for you guys in your,
that's
you know,
a
where,
small
you know, where you
car.
Can get excited these days?
It's a small car for 275 horsepower.
Yeah. But
without a doubt.
Yeah, but I bet you, well, you know what it is too with the variety of traction control and stability control things out there. You really have to work hard to hit, you know, to hurt yourself.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And
I mean, that thing's like the size of my Mazda.
Yeah, I know. And the styling, you know, it. Well, let's put it this way: you're probably not going to be parked next to seven other ones in the parking lot,
right?
You know, like a Hyundai Elantra or a Toyota Camry or a Nissan Altima. You know, there's some cars that you just see in clumps.
Yeah.
Like I sometimes joke. I go
Camry.
Over to, yeah, Camrys. Yeah, I mean,
that's at your house.
Yeah, that's it, right? Yeah, Camrys. I mean, I walk into the shop sometimes, and there's like nine Altimas, three Camrys. You know, it's just that there's some cars. It's like almost like at the entry of Queens.
Yeah,
they issue you one.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, you know? Well, I'm excited to. Honestly, I think that the Velostar. Do you guys know how to say it right?
Velostar.
And it is V-E-L-O-S-T-E-R or A-R?
Yeah, Veloster. Yeah.
Veloster, yeah.
As in
anyway,
faster.
I think when it comes out with that power thing, it's going to be a value.
Well, that's
I'm looking
be
forward
cool.
to checking that out.
I hope they put bigger brakes in it.
Hyundai gives you a lot for your money. You know what I mean? They, you know, across the board. I mean, a lot of Hyundai and Kia, because remember, they're the same company. You know, it's like kind of Dodge and, I was going to say Plymouth. Dodge and Chrysler or Ford and rest in peace, Mercury. You know what I mean? But, you know, the vehicles are basically the same. And they give you a lot for your money. They really do. Longevity-wise, I don't know. As far as that goes, I've seen them. I've seen them not. That's a perfect thing with the neglect. You know what I mean? If you keep everything, if you maintain it, you got a shot. You know what I mean? Other than
that's interesting that you say that, because you're in the field every day, right?
Yeah, yeah. I hear all kinds of crap.
Tom, we're going to look more into that and see if we can get some info and follow up on that on a future show for you.
Well, that's interesting stuff, because in my mind, if you take like a Toyota or a Nissan or a Honda, they'll take a beating, right, for a long time.
Oh, yeah, you can, yeah, definitely. But, you know, I'm surprised at what cars I see a million miles on. I'm surprised what cars have few miles. But you know what? Now I'm gonna actually see if I can find somebody with the shop with one of those things, and I'm going to try taking it for a test drive.
Right.
I'll see about giving you a report there.
Oh, that'll be interesting.
Yeah.
And the other topic I wanted to address is, I think it would be good for the show, could you get Doug in, could you have his wife call in with the questions, because she may be bring more color to the show.
We can give it a shot, but I'll tell you what we got to do. We got to go now, Tom, because we have a call from the Power Tour, Hot Rod Power Tour, that wants to get through.
Yeah,
thank
Kendra.
You guys.
And she's way cuter, so I'm sorry.
And say hello to that Bruce Springsteen lady. She's wonderful.
Will do.
You got it.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Tom.
See ya.
Bye-bye. All right, Miss Kendra Summer is going to call us in from Hot Rod Power Tour.
Good.
We expected her a little earlier, but we were kind of busy on the phone.
We were yakking it up.
Hopefully she'll be able to get through right now, and we'll finish
so nobody else call, okay? Come on, Kendra.
Yeah, we'll get her at the end of the show, and that's the way it works with live radio. We don't pre-record this stuff, so
you
sometimes
never
it's
know what's gonna happen.
You just don't know. But the Veloster. I've seen that car. I always liked it. I kind of like the lines.
I'm trying to think. I think Howie the Big Man had one. You know,
did he?
He that's right. They gave him one from the insurance company for.
Like a loaner car.
Yeah, as a loaner car. There. So you know, what? Right. We'll have to quiz him.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, because he's a guy that owns a bunch of different cars himself.
See, I like a lot of guys. I go back to. I remember Hyundai when they came into the country in the 80s.
They were a friggin' punchline.
And they were like just the joke of everything. So
yeah, they were having a junk off with like Yugo.
I never really outgrew that.
Now, sorry.
Now, one of my in my own case, I had my car in for some insurance repair, and I had a loaner car that was a Sonata.
Yeah.
And man, that thing was really nice.
Yeah, nice cars. Yeah.
I said, geez, you know, it was a four. It felt like a V8.
Right.
I mean, the thing was really, really responsive and nice to drive. So
they do give you a lot of your money. You know what I mean? They're definitely worth looking at as far as that goes. I mean, everybody usually goes with the old standbys, you know, GM, Ford, Chrysler, Toyota, Honda, Nissan. You know what I mean?
Right.
But you know, sometimes you can catch a break with some of that stuff. You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like anything else, talk to your friends that have one. Or better yet, if you have a mechanic that you trust, go in there, ask him, you know, I'm thinking of buying a blah, blah, blah. If he rolls, one of two things happens. He either rolls his eyes, he goes,
Or
he starts rubbing his hands and starts going through
sweating.
This kid's college brochures on his desk.
Right.
There. Now
boat,
you know.
No. Boat catalogs.
Right.
Yeah.
That's it.
Now, that's what happened, you know, when I asked Joe over at Tire Town. I asked him about the Toyota FJ, which is a truck that I'd like to own. And he says, geez, you know, he goes, I'm going to tell you they're good because we don't get a lot of them in here. He goes, and we get everything.
Yep.
He goes, and if I'm not seeing them, that's a good thing.
There you go.
And I said, you know, that's kind of like the opposite.
Exactly. If they're not lined up outside, you know what I mean? Or if they're lined up for, like, maintenance.
The other thing, Joe, is I don't know about, you know, when you said ask a friend or ask a relative, I don't know if that holds weight, because now, like, cars run until they just die. So everything runs
people
great.
People run them until they die.
That's true.
Oh, we flashed.
Let's go back to the phones and say, hi, you're on with the Motor Mouths. Hello,
hey,
you know,
Ray.
Kendra.
Kendra,
what's
that
going
you?
On, buddy?
Hey, Kendra, glad to hear from you. Listen, we only have like 6 minutes left in the show, so I need you to encapsulate pretty quick of what you're doing today, please.
You got it. Well, you saved the best for last.
Oh, absolutely. Bring it on.
We are currently on the road. We're This is a little bit outside of Chattanooga, Tennessee, for day two of the Power Tour. And I'm doing some correspondent work for Stable Gold Eagle Company, and we're having so much fun. Right now, we're actually on the road in a 1962 Nova, believe it or not.
Oh, box Nova, cool.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah. How's the weather down there? How's the driving?
You know, it's kind of hit or miss. We've been getting a lot of rain, and then the southern heat has just been a scorcher.
Oh, yeah.
What's your next stop, Kendra?
So Chattanooga, and then we go down to Birmingham, Alabama, and then from there it's Atlanta.
Wow, nice.
Yeah, they don't stop. I mean, that's a nice long cruise there. You better like cars.
Now, I saw something on Hot Rod Magazine that there was about 375 cars at the beginning, at the start point. That's a pretty good number.
Yeah, I actually talked to the GM of Hot Rod Magazine, Johnny Mill, yesterday, and he was telling me record-setting numbers for the Bowling Green, Kentucky stop, and it's just it's very exciting.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Yeah, I saw you there on Instagram. Yeah, that's got to be fun. That's like Corvette Nirvana.
Yeah.
You know?
Actually, we were able to take a Corvette on the autocross, and it just felt right being in Bowling Green and driving a Corvette on the, you know,
really?
Driving it fast.
Wow.
Talk about being in the right place, the right time for the right car.
Yeah, that ain't no wagon ear on that track,
exactly.
That's for sure. Yeah. So what's the loose plan? I mean, do you have a plan formulated, or are you just winging it?
It's a really good question. It's a little bit of both. You know, we're working with Stable, so they actually are celebrating 60 years with Stable, so they have a 1958 Apache that they're driving on this tour.
Nice.
And those guys don't have air conditioning.
Yeah.
Oops.
And you could put it in that truck. There's plenty of room.
Right.
Definitely. But we're just kind of going through the stops. I'm actually, you know, kind of bouncing from car to car. And
that was my next
question.
Trying
to really capture the feel of the Hot Rod Power Tour. It's tons of fun.
I dated a girl like that once. That's another story for another day. Kendra, please, before we run out of time, tell people how they can find you and follow you on this expedition or anything else that you do with social media.
You got it. I'm on Instagram at Cruising with Kendra, also on Facebook. And then this week for Power Tour, if you want to check out Stable Brands, I'm taking over their accounts on Instagram and Facebook stories to really give you the behind the scenes of the Power Tour.
Very cool.
Yeah, I'm following you right now. I got the phone in one hand. I'm jealous. I am jealous. Let me put it this way.
Yeah.
Hey, Ray, you think we could, like, what could we jump in and, like, get down
catch
to,
up?
Like, yeah, Chattanooga that time.
We need a jet.
Ain't that, well, that or that choo-choo.
We'd have to call Art Alphonse, right?
Hey, there's plenty of room in the Nova. Come on out.
Oh, yeah.
You got a deal.
Oh, that's so cool.
Got it.
Saddle up.
Kendra, how long are you going to be on the tour? How long is this going to last for you?
We will be on the tour probably, it goes until next week, so
okay.
It's going to be a long run.
Well, I tell you what, if you want to give us a call back next week or in the following weeks to give us a recap on what happened, if you think there's a good story there, please feel free to do so. We'd love to give you the coverage on that.
For sure. We'll get it out.
Thanks,
to our
guys.
Folks.
Okay. Kendra, have a safe trip, and we hope to speak with you again soon.
Have fun.
Same here. Bye, guys.
All right. Bye-bye. That was Kendra Summer from Cruising with Kendra. You can check her out on social media.
Lots of cool videos. Lots of cool cars. Now, that is a lifestyle. What are we doing here? We're talking into microphones, telling people how their cars are broke. You know?
We would be perfect for that, Joe. You and I.
But,
you know, because let's face it, we can cohabitate. We coexist together. We wouldn't kill each other because we actually like each other.
Right.
We could answer this phone and say, hi, you're on with the Motor Mouths.
But make it quick.
Hello, you're on with the Motor Mouths.
Yeah, I know you guys got 60 seconds.
Yeah, Bob.
I wanted to thank Tom for calling, because you know what that means.
Yep, it's time to crack a cold one.
Yeah, so Tom, thank you. Guys, have a great week.
Thanks,
okay,
Bob.
Take care, Rob.
So long. That's a little bit
of the kind of calls we like,
That's some Motor Mouth Radio lore right there. That's something you don't get anywhere else.
Right, there you go. And, you know, that's like the same with UD. It's time to crack the cold ones. It's after 12, yeah.
You need a sounder for that.
Yeah, yeah, as a matter of fact, I got to head over there. We got to do some more stuff on that our recent acquisitions over there.
I want to hear more about that Nova. Yeah, that's going to be
yeah,
a cool
yeah. I got
car.
That. There's a Grand National over there waiting for me.
Oh, that was yeah, that
with
was
a squad of electrical problems. So
yeah,
we're going to have fun.
Let me know if it needs any brake work.
Yeah, right.
Kind of.
If anybody knows that system.
Oh my god.
Oh yeah, you know, that's going to be off air. But Howie called me up by question about that Power Master type brake system on his Caddy. So
right.
I may have to quiz you on that since you've touched one.
one later than me.
All right.
All right. I think it's time to get out of here.
We're
going to
go. Kim is here.
Yeah, she's going to roll over us with Bruce stuff there.
And we'll be back with more Motor Mouth Radio next week. Ray and Joe, catch us on the web and social media, and we'll see you next week.
Bring the thunder.
See ya.
Road.